All right, it is Halloween, and everybody's getting set for trick-or-treat. And we will be taking our daughter trick-or-treating tonight.
Is the costume party on up here? The costume competition?
Yeah.
Do we
so,
still do that?
So she's three. And last year when we took her trick-or-treating, she had just turned two. And it was she was a little wobbly, and she dressed up, I think it was as a butterfly. And she had fun, but it was overwhelming, and she wasn't really sure what was going on. But now that she's three, she really kind of understands it. And she's been talking about, I can't wait for trick-or-treat. I can't wait for Halloween. It's going to be so much fun. So the other day I asked her, what are you going to be for Halloween? And she said, a spider.
Okay.
Thought, okay, that kind of came out of left field. Don't know why she wants to be a spider. She hadn't talked about that all year long. But just a couple of days ago, she said she wanted to be a spider. So my wife had already bought her two or three different outfits for her to choose and then return, you know, whatever she doesn't choose. None of those were a spider outfit. So we've been trying to downplay the spider thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny when I asked her, she said, I'm going to be a spider. Next Halloween, I'm going to be Cinderella. And the next Halloween, I'm going to be Elsa. And the next Halloween, I'm going to be Snow White. And the next Halloween, I'm going to be Minnie Mouse. And the next Halloween, I'm going to be Marshall. And then she had it planned out for the next 15 years.
That's important. They say you should always make a five-year plan at least.
Yeah, it's like a team, just planning for the future. She knows what she wants to do.
So the plan, I think, is to present her with this Elsa costume since she's infatuated with Frozen. And a puppy dog costume. We want her to wear the Elsa costume, but she won't wear it if we say this is what you're going to be.
Yeah. That's what being a parent is becoming a master of reverse psychology.
Yes. So she won't choose it unless it's her choice. So we have to give her something to choose from. So Elsa and a puppy dog costume, and she will probably choose Elsa.
Hmm.
So we'll see what she dresses up
as. There'll probably be 1 million of those on the streets tonight.
Probably. Our neighborhood does a really cool thing for Halloween, and the Dallas police help us out with this. On one of the cross streets, they close it off, and it's a kid's parade.
Uh-huh.
It's really, really cool, and the parents also get into it. We dressed up last year in a Halloween costume. I think I'm wearing it again this year. My
this
wife ordered this for me. It's a full-length black top and bottom with a skeleton on it. So I'm
okay, the skeleton suit. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
The skeleton suit.
Yeah.
Which I didn't mind because it was kind of chilly last year and it was nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably wearing that again. But I would say 2/3 of the parents are dressed up as well. And it's really fun. The kids will walk about 3 or 4 blocks. And then at the end of the parade, they disperse down the side streets and do their trick-or-treating. And this is something that started during the pandemic, and I think it's great. And that is everybody in our neighborhood will put tables and chairs out in the yard or on the sidewalk, and that's where they hand out the candy. You don't have to walk up to the door anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's kind of a beating anyway.
Yeah.
So you got to open the door and do all that kind of stuff. Make it more convenient for kids to get candy into their bellies.
And the thing I like about everybody being out in the yard is that everybody's out.
Mm-hmm.
And you get
yeah.
to see everybody and you talk to everybody, all your neighbors. It's just more communal feeling.
That's good. I think that's a good way to do it. It's good that that still happens because, man, we don't do much of that anymore, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
What, neighbor interaction?
Yeah, neighbor interaction. You just kind of, you know, you go into your house and
I've never
close
met any of my neighbors.
I'm really bad about it, too.
All right, so the most popular costumes this Halloween, what do you think they are?
Hmm.
I'll give you a hint. They're heavily influenced by recent big movies.
Okay, so
This is
Batman.
Adults and kids all together. This is everyone.
Yeah.
Six plus. Or I guess I should say 2+, probably. It's going to be... Is Deadpool on the list?
Yes.
Kids aren't watching Deadpool,
well,
though.
Kids aren't.
But some adults are.
Oh, it's okay, so this includes
I have seen it on the list. It's not in the top 10 on this list.
Okay.
Number one is Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice.
Oh,
I forgot that came back.
Yeah.
The great Michael Keaton.
Number two, this is funny. It's from the Olympics, Ray Gunn.
Yes.
The break dancer.
I have seen a few people on TikTok dressed like Ray Gunn.
That's funny.
Number three is Catnap. I think that's an animated thing. A kitty cat or something.
Hmm.
Four is Dolores from Beetlejuice. Five is Pomni from The Amazing Digital Circus. Six is Envy from Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the list, Sabrina Carpenter. I guess she's the new hot thing, and so she's little girls are wanting to dress as Sabrina Carpenter. Dr. Doom. Lady Deadpool does check in. Sorry, yes, at number 10. Also a Chipotle burrito at number 11. Why is why is that popular?
I don't know.
Did they pay to be on this list?
That sounds great, though.
Oh, maybe.
My gosh.
Also on the list, Wolverine, Dune, a couple of the characters from Dune make the list. What about the most popular candy? We have a new number one this year.
Kit Kat?
M&M's.
M&M's,
according to my list,
is the new number one. Congratulations, Gordon.
Yeah, and normally it's always Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That was like the number one for forever.
Yes, that has fallen to number two.
Mm-hmm.
I love them both, so I have no problem. Number three, I don't think you guys can get.
Is it Sour Patch Kids or something?
How did you get that? I would never have gotten that.
Yeah,
my kids always love those.
Kids love that sour candy.
Yeah, it's too sour.
Number four, we have M&M's, Reese's Cups, Sour Patch Kids, number four.
Starburst?
That's where the Kit Kat makes its entrance.
Kit Kat is not in the top 10.
What?
Starburst is number 5.
Mm. How can Kit Kat not be in the top 10?
Skittles.
Skittles, correct. Number 4. Damn, you know your candy.
Plus, I have the list right here.
Oh, you have the list?
I almost did it in Muse, and I thought, I bet you Craig will get mad because he probably has it planned for the Halloween segment.
Right. Cheating. No wonder you got Sour Patch Kids. Number 6, Hot Tamales. Those are still popular?
I can't believe those are in the top 10.
I can't either. 7, candy corn, always up there.
Yeah.
8, Hershey's Kisses, always up there. 9, Hershey's Mini Bars. Those were my favorite as a kid, getting Crackle or Mr. Good Bar.
I always love the Crackle.
Still heard about 5 things not even close to a Kit Kat.
10, Butterfinger.
There you go.
Is that better than Kit Kat?
Maybe. Butterfinger's pretty awesome.
I think Kit Kat, Twix, and Reese's were my top as a kid.
Yeah.
I also loved Sugar Babies. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. I love those. And Sugar Daddy was the on a stick.
Right.
Kind of the same
stick
thing.
The stick is Daddy's stick.
What did you guys go most often as a kid? What did you dress up the most as? For me, it was a football player.
I don't think I ever repeated a costume.
Really?
Yeah.
I always rotated between football player, cowboy, or some sort of army dude.
Yeah. I was football player with whatever new football hutch uniform I may have gotten every few years. I would wear that. And then a few years, I was a Star Trek character. Spock, one year, I did my ears. I think I went as Spock maybe twice.
Oh, that was awfully ableist of you.
And Captain
making
Kirk.
Fun of someone with a deformity.
Captain Kirk won. Not a deformity if you're Vulcan.
Yeah.
They don't see it as a deformity.
That was very human-centric of me to say that. I apologize.
Captain Kirk a couple of years. And I remember when I was really young, I think I went as Casper. There were a couple of years where I went where it was the generic costume that everybody would get with the flammable cape and the mask that suffocated you.
That plastic mask.
That little thin rubber band that was supposed to hold it on. It would always break.
Yeah.
And you spend the second half of the knife having to hold it on to your face.
That is beaten.
So happy Halloween,
everybody. Happy Halloween.